Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Heart in Harmony, transcribed.
Ladies, when you have friends in for dinner, you want to serve the very best meal possible. Well, believe me, it's really no problem when you can build that dinner around Kroger Tender Ray Beef. It's world famous because no other beef so fresh can be so tender. Still, there is a very definite problem involved. We're sorry, but it's just impossible for us to supply you with the fine Kroger Tender Ray Beef now. I'd like to say, sure, order all the juicy Kroger Tender Ray steaks and roasts you want. But I can't do it because there's a shortage of grain. You see, we use only the top quality grades of beef for Kroger Tender Ray. And beef like that, tender and juicy and delicious, is grain-fed. Nowadays, that good grain is desperately needed overseas to prevent famine in many lands. After we're victorious in the battle against starvation, then American farmers will again use grain for cattle feeding. Until then, until the day you can buy Kroger Tender Ray beef once more, Kroger will always bring you the very best beef on the market whenever it's available.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much indeed. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Penny Gibbs' biggest puzzle at the moment is no longer the whereabouts of Steve Parker, but the reason Professor Rogers is asking so many questions about Jerry Manson. It's a problem uppermost in her mind, but Johnny Keith won't let her talk about it.
Look, Penny, you're doing nothing but confusing yourself more and more. So don't think about the professor, Jerry Manson, Steve Parker, or questions and answers.
Johnny, look, something's going on.
Sure, sure. Something's going on in central Tibet, too, that you don't know about. Are you any worse off?
All right.
Hey, look, let's go out on the porch, huh?
All right. Oh, it's a nice night.
Swell night.
Oh, to smell that wonderful air.
See that wonderful moon.
Well, let's get in that wonderful swing.
Last one in the swing is a you-know-what.
All right. Oh, the tie. We're both you-know-what.
Oh, gosh. We'll never grow up, will we?
Oh, I hope not.
Same here.
Want a swing?
Well, that's what a swing's for. Oh, relax. I'll push.
All right. That's what I was hoping you'd say.
Ah, how's this?
Oh, that's fine.
Remember when we were kids and we used to swing on those long rope swings tied to the limb of a tree?
Do I? I remember trying to make one swing over the limb and make a complete circle.
I tried that once, too.
And how did you do?
Well, the doctor said it was a lucky thing I didn't break both my arms.
Oh, Johnny. You're silly.
Well, I wasn't silly then. I was a mess.
Well, I took a nice tumble with my attempt, too. But nothing was broken but my spirit.
It'd take a lot. A long drop to break your spirit, Penny, I know.
Let's not go into that, huh?
Sorry. Oh, by the way, I got a letter from Alice today.
Hmm?
May I read you some of it?
If you'd like to. How is she?
Great, great. Say, that moonlight's so bright I can read by it.
You're reading by the light of the street lamp out there.
I know it. Do you have to take all the fun out of everything?
Oh, what's Alice doing now? Is she out of bed?
Well, her letter will answer that. She says, let's see. I'm not confined to the porch now during the hours they let me out of bed. I've been out in the sanitarium grounds 3 times this month. It's beautiful out there. And it's around on the other side of the buildings where I can see a part of the Arizona mountains and the desert, which I've never seen before. Johnny, you should see these desert mountains. So cruel, so barren, so defiant. And yet, so inspiring. Strange as it may seem for me to say it, it makes me almost glad I became ill. For if I weren't ill, I wouldn't be here to see this great spectacle of nature.
Johnny, it makes me ashamed of myself when I hear something like that.
Well, why, Penny?
Because Alice is out there in the desert 3,000 miles from home. So sick that she can go out only 3 times in 1 month. And yet she thinks she's lucky.
Oh, Alice always looks on the good side of things.
I know she does, and that's why I'm ashamed of myself. Her troubles are far greater than mine, and yet she's not complaining.
Well, her troubles are different, Penny. She can recover from hers with sunshine, rest, good care, and good food. What can be done to cure the hurts you've had? There's no real salve for heartache but forgetfulness. And that's a poor salve at best.
What else does Alice say in her letter?
Oh, yeah, let's see. Where was I? It's right here. It says, you've written me only scattered details about Penny Gibbs and the terrible thing that happened to her. But I can gather from what you have written that it must be a trying thing for her. My heart goes out to her and her troubles. For if ever a girl deserved happiness...
Johnny, don't read any more, please.
Sorry, Penny. I guess I'm a fool.
No, Johnny. You just don't understand.
Oh, yes, I do. Very well.
She loves you very much, doesn't she, Johnny?
Sure. What makes you think so?
Her letter. She doesn't plead with you to come and see her. She doesn't beg you for anything. She doesn't even hint. She must want everything for you and nothing for herself.
If I hated her for that, I'd hate myself, too. Because I want everything for her. She deserves it.
Then you love her, too, don't you?
Sure. Sure I do. How can you help but love a girl like Alice?
It's wonderful.
The fact that I love Alice and she loves me?
More than that, Johnny. We don't have to forget how it was when you married her. You weren't in love with her. She wasn't in love with you.
No, that's true.
But now you are. I've heard of that, Johnny. People marrying each other without really being in love, and then later finding they are in love after all.
Oh, it isn't quite as simple as that, Penny.
Isn't it?
Mm-mm. No, you've got to find out why they fell in love after they were married. What happened to others around them? What they decided to sacrifice to make a good thing out of a bad thing?
I see.
Do you see, Penny? Do you know why I'm in love with Alice?
Because you're in love with her, that's why.
Not exactly, Penny.
No.
No. It's hard to explain. Well, not hard to explain, but difficult to say.
It isn't if you just say it.
But it can't be said, Penny, just like that. Not to you, anyway.
Not to me.
Penny, don't you understand what I'm trying to say?
I'm not sure, Johnny.
Well, I don't know how to make you sure. And I'd better not try. It can't do us any good anymore. It's too late. Much too late.
Yes?
Stuart Rogers?
Yes.
May I come in?
Why, I suppose so.
Thank you.
I don't know you, do I?
No, not by sight, I'm sure. Allow me to introduce myself. I'm Richard Ashford.
Richard Ashford. Now am I supposed to know you?
No, not at all. I'm no better for what I can do than for who I am or what my name is.
What can you do?
Great things for young men whom I think deserve great things.
Mind if I sit down? I don't think I'll be able to take much more of this standing up.
Mind if I sit down?
No, help yourself. From the looks of you, I'd say you helped yourself to most everything else you wanted.
Your powers of observation are as keen as they've been reported.
You know something about me, do you?
A great deal. I'm not in the habit of calling on strangers.
But I'm a stranger to you, and you're one to me, too. What's the reason back of all this, anyhow?
I'll come to that in a moment. I hear you're a federal agent, is that right?
Your sense of hearing is as good as your tailor's sense of style.
I can afford a good tailor.
And most everything else money will buy, too, huh?
Money is power, Mr. Rogers.
Mr. Rogers. What a relief to be called Mr. for a change.
Well, forgive the error, but it was intentional. I know you're also a college professor. The teaching profession pay you well?
Well enough.
How well?
Let's not get personal. I'm not going to ask you how many millions you have in the bank.
No, I imagine you're much too clever for that. But if you wanted to know, you could find out, couldn't you?
Oh, since I've been a federal agent, I've discovered there's a way to find out anything you want to know.
Yes, I know exactly what you mean.
Oh, don't tell me you've had dealings with an agent or two.
No, and I have no intention of ever dealing with one.
Good. You're as smart as you look.
And I think you are, too, Rogers. That's why I've come to see you.
Look, let's quit kidding, Mr. Ashford. You didn't come here to see what I look like.
No, frankly, I didn't. But I did come here to see how something would look to you.
How what would look to me?
A good job at high pay and very little work involved.
Doing what?
Working for me.
That doesn't answer my question. Doing what?
Well, for the moment, let's just say it's not chasing around as a federal agent or standing in a classroom as a college professor.
Well, I see I'm not going to get a direct answer. You say the pay is high, the job is good, and there's not much work involved. Just what do I have to do to get the job?
One very simple thing, Mr. Rogers.
Now, don't hedge on this one, too, Mr. Ashforth. Give me an answer.
I intend to answer you. This job I offer you will pay you more in 1 year than you can earn in 15.
Yes, but what do I have to do to get it?
Drop your work as a federal agent at once.
I thought so.
Good. Now, what do you think of the proposition?
The same thing I think of you, Ashforth. And I just don't use that kind of language. I think you better get out of here.
You're being very foolish, Mr. Rogers.
I'll say I am. I'm a dope not to throw you out. And unless you want that tailored suit of yours to look like a burlap sack, you'll walk out of here fast.
Mr. Rogers...
There, the door's open. Now, get out of here.
Of course. If this is the way you want it...
This is exactly the way I want it. Only things will be much improved when you're on the other side of that door.
Of course. But for both of us. I'm very sorry for you, Mr. Rogers. Very sorry indeed. I'll try to forget this whole incident.
Well, I won't forget it, Mr. Ashforth. And something tells me I'm not going to forget you either.
Who is Richard Ashforth? Why did he want to give Rogers a job? How does he know so much about the professor's work? Is Ashforth secretly working for Parker and trying to get him off? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony.
Ladies, it's no secret that Kroger Tender A beef is scarce right now. And it's no secret either that at our Kroger stores, we're making a wholehearted recommendation of something else that's tasty and tender and delicious. We're telling the ladies who do business at our Kroger stores that Kroger chickens are a mighty, mighty good buy. Young and plump and tender. They're honest-to-goodness country-tasting chickens. But see these firm-fleshed birds for yourself. Stop in at your Kroger store soon. Every member of the family is certain to be delighted when you surprise them with a real country-style chicken dinner. Incidentally, we're also recommending that you purchase plenty when you're buying Kroger chickens, for your family will naturally want extra helpings. Remember to visit your Kroger stores soon, won't you?